Okay, then
you guys want to do the
Whistlers in the Mining
the Sci-Fi thing. Versus Lifetime movie?
You want to hammer that out right now?
I'll give another beer if you guys want to
do it. Yeah, go for it. Welcome to the Futile Podcast, and tonight we're having a very special episode where we debate the pros and cons, or what have you, between films that are Lifetime movies and films that are sci-fi movies. In both cases, we mean to be standing by the brand name of the channels, so to speak. But we'll expand into specifics of the genres, if you will. Do you remember when the Sci-Fi Channel first started and, like, they would make their original movies based on, like, good short stories? And no. There was a couple that were, like, actually kind of good movies?
No.
There were a few. There's only a handful, but there are a few that are based... Because there's a lot of really good short sci-fi stories. Like, sci-fi... I mean, that's what Harlan Ellison made his living off of. And those movies could be made into little... But then at some point, they just were like, hey, CG effects are reasonably cheap, and we can just take the Jaws formula of, like, a sheriff in a town and some kind of festival or something and do that a million times over. Get some kids together. It's more like a Jaws / Jaws 2 combination, I think, because Jaws 2, I remember having more to do with, like, kids and raising hell.
Which one is the revenge?
That's 4 with Michael Caine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a movie that matters?
I don't know. It also has Mario Van Peebles playing like a Jamaican.
Yeah, that might matter.
It could.
Now, Jaws Revenge had the ridiculous conceit of...
It being the mom.
It was the mom, Jaws.
And that's why the mother from... That's why the Brody family mother is the one that kills it at the end.
Well, now I don't even want to watch it since you just spoiled it.
Well, what did you think that the shark was going to live at the end?
I was hoping.
They were going to like come to like a tacit agreement.
Then they could have done something like Jaws 4 Part 2...
Back in the hood?
The Revenger.
The Revenger. The Revenging?
The Revenging.
Yes. Well, plenty of shark movies, plenty of shark mutated into dino croco shark movies.
Now, but that started happening Roger Corman when Corman stuff, got involved. Yeah. When Corman started throwing his hat in the ring, because he used to own that property. That was his deal. And then he sees that sci-fi starting to do it, and he says, wait a minute, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring.
And by property, you don't mean property so much as you, in a technical sense, as you mean like the idea of making ridiculous, low-budget sci-fi movies.
That's his wheelhouse. Yeah, absolutely. That's his...
He brought up everybody on that. He brought up your buddy John Sayles.
He did all of it, yeah.
And Jack Nicholson. Uh-huh. I want to say even Scorsese was a Corman guy.
Sure, why not?
Out of the Corman. No, yeah. But I think for real. Yeah, but I don't know what he would have done. So don't quote me on it. But yes, yeah, so there you go. So Corman goes way back. So then you have the other side of this debate, which is the Lifetime movies. The Don't Rape Me and Take My Daughter
movies. Didn't even finish yet. We didn't finish talking about sci-fi.
But the history of sci-fi
movies? You started with... The only thing that sci-fi ever meant to me, ever, was that Mystery Science Theater 3000 was on it. They had it for
but
a few years.
But it was on Comedy Central first.
Irrelevant. No, sci-fi...
But the better ones
sci-fi,
were on there.
No, they weren't, because the better ones are at the end.
I will give you the middle and the end. You're right. All the Hobgoblins was a sci-fi one, and Carnosaur was a sci-fi one.
Yes.
The one with Razdour was a sci-fi one. What's that called? Like the Final Countdown? Or
Final Countdown. Was that? Was that on Mike Nelson? Or that was a Joel.
No, it was Mike Nelson. Or it was on sci-fi. I saw it on sci-fi.
Okay, they might have.
But the sci-fi also had that terribly difficult to watch that I never watched, like Tarkovsky Russian fable one that they watched. That I could never get behind.
The movie that they watch is not important. What they say is important. And then they played a bunch of crappy, their own TV properties, which were like just garbage.
What do you mean their own TV? They didn't have that many original
TV
shows.
They had several
the
of their own original
like
TV
Tech
shows,
Wars
and they were just garbage.
That was
you guys
garbage.
Done?
No, we're not done. We're just still talking about sci-fi. All right. And then, so this is all about some sort of argument where Seth points out to Ian that he switched from being a sci-fi guy. Seth used to be the guy that loved the sci-fi films and would be like, hey guys, there's a movie where
the snake
just bit this guy's dick. Oh man, the snake. Oh, now it's a huge snake and it's fighting a radioactive bumblebee. Right. Stuff like that. And he used to love those.
And he always caught who the big star was. He's like, hey, it's, you know, it's
Corbin Burnson.
It's Captain Fancy from NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
That's the
general. And now, in the last, how long would you say, 6 months?
Year, 6 months, yeah.
Okay. You've suddenly become a connoisseur of Lifetime films.
Can I?
LMN, Lifetime Channel.
Can I live?
Go ahead.
Thank you. So I know this is the feudal podcast, but I want everybody to be serious for a second here. Like, honestly.
Right.
No, this isn't funny. This isn't...
I will, in all lack of irony, argue that sci-fi movies are superior to Lifetime.
I'm respecting you. I'm being silent right here. He's talking.
Well, he was asking a question, and he was looking me in the eye, and you were looking at your phone, so...
Because I was respecting us.
So...
right.
Answer this. Does a sci-fi original movie... Has a sci-fi original movie ever made you cry?
Tears of joy? Does that count?
Sure.
Tears of mirth? Glee?
Any tears?
I think I probably laughed so hard that I cried maybe in one of them.
One of them?
Yeah.
Ian?
It's possible. I can't cite a specific example, so really I would say no, because if I could cite a specific example, then I could say yes. And I will tell you that in the retort to that, no Lifetime movie has made me cry either. Sorry.
You can't jump in front of his questions like that. He hadn't even gotten to that part yet. Such a jerk.
What are you, a jerk? I'm just...
I don't think you're human.
You anticipated his question before he even asked it, and then you're like, oh, just to cut you off before you say it, I also haven't felt any emotion toward a Lifetime movie.
Okay, fine.
Because Lifetime movies incorporate like that all of the ridiculous humor that sci-fi movies have, and more.
Better looking women, too.
And they have the actual human, like, realistic...
You can't even...
emotional stuff.
The stakes are more real.
Sci-fi movies don't even attempt.
Okay.
To create.
What's a greater stake? A massive iguana about to eat you, or you having relationship problems with somebody?
So when the last one I watched was Sexting in Suburbia, right?
Right. Yeah.
Somebody died. The person's dead, right?
I don't care
if you die via sexting or you die via massive iguana. Does it matter? You're dead either way, right?
That's true.
So the stakes.
Did the person who died feel terror first?
The stakes, terror of all their peers,
and shame,
all their peers.
Oh, shame too. That's even worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they
sexting. Alienation. Okay. Totally alone.
Don't try to make his argument for him now. You're acting like this is a joke.
No, I'm standing...
Is he taking this seriously?
I'm taking it seriously. That's why I want both sides to be given their due course.
It's a bigger human experience.
What do you mean both sides? You're the one who cares about the sci-fi side.
But I'm
an impartial observer.
I will argue both sides. You have said...
I said that Lifetime movies are better.
There you go. So you're not impartial then, are
Lifetime
you?
Lifetime incorporates
but I'm not
a
arguing
larger
against
human
him.
Experience than sci-fi. Sci-fi is, oh, massive iguana eat in my head. Lifetime is, oh, sex.
I changed my mind when I saw one that
shame.
Had Dina Meyer in it. Yeah. And I hadn't seen Dina Meyer in forever, and she still looked good. And so I was like,
there's shame. And there's characters. There's no characters in sci-fi movies.
Yeah, not really.
There's not a single character.
Really. I would posit that there are
better. Would you stipulate?
There are better sci-fi movies, just like there are better Lifetime movies.
Sure.
There's range. I mean, like...
Sure, I agree.
So the very greatest sci-fi movie, where does it rank among what you've seen, the best of the Lifetime
The new
movies?
Peter Quill is in a sci-fi movie. And it was a pretty decent sci-fi movie. It also had Winnie from Wonder Years and stuff.
Oh, yeah, she's back in the game.
No,
yeah.
They're bad. It's like, oh, there's a storm that has microchips in it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Lifetime movie...
Sexting in Suburbia, that's a real thing.
Yeah, or this last one I saw...
Unfortunately, you do have a point there. That all that a lot of this stuff does draw from just the straight
it,
up stupidity.
It absolutely draws from it. They
rip from the headlines, if you will.
Rip from the headlines. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you make me do this to you?
Uh-huh.
they should have named the movie that.
Why didn't they? Why haven't they called one that yet? That's catnip.
Well, they use that.
That's
line.
Catnip.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna be flipping through the channels and be like, "Why do you make me do this to you?" They're just gonna hit enter
because the real people in real relationships. It's not a giant iguana or a giant spider or...
But do you watch it and get laughs?
You get both. That's what I'm saying. It's a bigger scope.
Okay.
It's a larger context. That's what makes it fundamentally, objectively better. It has all.
What's the skin ratio compared to sci-fi?
Skin ratio?
Yeah. Skin to not skin.
The TNA factor.
They're both on TV.
Sci-fi channel shows...
mosaic'd cleavage or something.
No. Like
yeah, it did when like Piranha 3 was on.
Busty, gross...
hot gross.
Like,
that's what he means. He means hot gross.
No, sci-fi does not have hot gross. They just have gross.
That's true.
Remember that chick who was the lead one in the one about the giant exploding wasps?
Yes.
With what's his name?
The blonde, and she was kind of like...
what was the guy? The guy from...
Oh, Corbin. HBO. Yeah. Not Corbin, but... Corin Nemec?
Nemec, yeah. That was that was
Parker Lewis.
That was actually a rad one. And at the end, they did a bunch of coke.
Yeah.
They kept doing coke.
And that one was really
that
funny.
That was actually a good one. Yeah.
That was good.
Counter my argument.
But the main chick in that was almost gross hot, but she was mostly just gross.
But she was like from like...
she was from another
Europe
country. You're going to use that as an excuse. That's just... That's
I'm saying all, excuse. All of the ridiculous ones that is in sci-fi.
They have busty, gross chicks in bikinis all the time.
But that's gross.
But wouldn't you rather watch that than women wearing like mom clothes?
And walking through like the same model homes that are in every single one with the same kind of bland lighting.
When you watch garbage and it's on in the background, would you want something titillating or not?
With spectacle. With high stakes.
I want to feel it right here. Right here.
No, you don't.
Like when he's like, why do you make me do this to you? I feel that. You don't feel that? Ian, you don't feel that? You guys are not human.
It just disgusts me, I guess. I think a lot of the Lifetime stuff honestly does just... Whereas I can laugh off the
remember that one? Remember that one that we watched together where that guy was had the 16-year-old that he raped and then had the baby and then he went to prison and he came back and stole the baby?
And he was all upset. And there was a little bit of character there with him having like a broke... coming from a broken home and stuff. And there was a
and his
few,
mom helped him steal the baby.
A few moments there,
it's like Kindergarten Cop.
It was still a pretty disturbing, kind of just unpleasant experience from a watching standpoint.
It was his baby, right?
Yeah,
just like Kindergarten Cop.
I think the problem I have with them is that a lot of times it was
like Kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
They're based on this,
except more obvious,
kind of disturbing. kind of victimization stuff that I just don't want to watch. It doesn't.
No, but it's not victimization because
so getting eaten by giant crocosaurus is
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's just so overblown that it's ridiculous.
But listen, all those things aren't just victimization things. They're like revenge movies, right? Like, don't they always get comeuppance?
Well, there's
in some
a
way?
Lot of that too. But
the person who's victimized usually rises up, right?
Almost, yeah.
But I get sort of sick of that. I've never liked that in the torture porn stuff either. I'm not like down to like see that. You know, but then again, I'm not arguing objectively, and I don't know that this necessarily is. I mean, you've made some points about characterization, and I say that in a good
your
movie...
Your hair looks like Wolverine's right now.
Okay,
your wife
was
laughing about my hair today. I don't even know what.
She was. Anyway, the character... I think character is the most important thing in story, right? So in sci-fi movies, the characters never change. They are what they are.
They never change.
They are what they are.
There was a pretty good character.
In Lifetime movies...
There's some arc. There's survival.
In Lifetime movies, the characters develop. They're like weak, and then they turn into strong.
So you're talking about the revenge
movies. In sci-fi movies, it's like it's Coolio with a gun. And
that's not always true. It starts with a pussy who turns himself around at the end. That's an arc. That's technically an arc. It is. That's how it works.
It's pretty much the exact same
screenwriting 101.
For
it really
for
is.
Lifetime movie.
They just don't do it as well. They're not.
I win.
What is that though?
They're just not focusing on it because people who watch LMN or Lifetime are looking for movies about characters and sci-fi.
LMN sucks. Lifetime's where it's at.
LMN shows reruns of Lifetime stuff.
Yeah, but it's like a bad schedule.
Okay. The thing. So here's listen. I really am on your side on this. However, I want to throw a little devil's advocate thing in here. The movie Devil's Advocate. No. So
that would have been Lifetime.
No, that would have been that's on sci-fi more often than Lifetime.
So the intent, the target audience.
I'm just saying fact. He literally said
it's on sci-fi more often than Lifetime.
I'm spitting hard fact at you. Hard.
Okay.
Spitting hard fact.
The crap that is made for sci-fi, they know is crap, and they are peddling it as crap to people who are schlock connoisseurs, or people who just want to watch some crap about a giant iguana eating some bikini woman's vagina.
I'm trying to...
You're trying to change your ways. That's great.
change your ways? Something wrong with you before?
The target audiences and the demographics are hugely different. LMN, Lifetime channel, their targets have to be... So what are the demographics for males? It goes 18 to 34. Are those the same for women, or do they cut it off at a certain age?
I don't know.
It's watch the commercials. That's where you get demographics. If it's all just for tampons... If it's just for tampons and Summer's Eve and cookies, then it's probably 35 to 47-year-old women. You're now lumping yourself with a certain demographic. So if you're... Because nobody in...
Smarter demographic.
Does that mean he has to start drinking Coke Zero now?
Coke Zero is a man's drink.
Which one is the Coke? The Diet Coke? Right, okay.
You gotta get these right. Anything with zero in it, with the darker colors, man, it's a man's drink. Well, that's what they want you to think.
That makes sense.
Diet Coke 10, Coke Zero.
Well, I thought it was Pepsi Dr. Next. I thought it was Dr. Pepper 10.
Yeah,
Pepsi
you're right.
Next is not zero in it.
Because it's just for
it
men.
It doesn't matter. It's just right. Not. It just doesn't say diet in it. If it says diet, it's for women. If it doesn't, it's for men. That's the marketing scheme.
Sharknado, boom, coming to theaters. Sci-fi original coming to theaters. People are tweeting wanting to be involved. Big stars wanting to be involved in the sequel.
Yeah.
Sci-fi channel
that
movie
is going to go to theaters.
Is
bad.
To theaters.
It's really bad.
Did you see the part though where the flying shark comes at him? He jumps at him with a chainsaw, and then he cuts himself out of the shark and pulls the woman you thought was dead from a long time ago out of the shark. You saw that part, right?
And then revives her after she's coded, which never happens.
No, I saw the whole movie, and it was.
And you loved it.
Did you
it
appreciate was, that? You was, said, you literally said while it was happening that it was the best movie you'd ever seen. And this was more recently than you had seen a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. So maybe your ways haven't changed so much after all.
It was pretty fucking good.
And you know what? The world at large, not just a tiny demographic of women, but the entire group,
he's never
all men, all women, all mankind, I'm sorry, humankind. Mm-hmm. Can agree that Sharknado was great, and that's why it's coming out to theaters.
However, it's
sci-fi channels, movies
all right.
Win.
However, its ratings were terrible.
Let's also talk.
So, despite the fact that everyone on Twitter was talking about it, nobody actually
watched it. Let's talk about this.
Compared to what?
What was the strongest character in Sharknado?
Ian Ziering.
What's strong about his character in that movie?
He's got a family.
He cuts open sharks with a chainsaw.
That's the strength of his character in that movie.
Yeah.
That is weaker.
And he never gives up.
And he stands for his...
He stands for his
protecting his family and his
friends. He
stands for
his beliefs.
It's weak.
He's got beliefs and values and principles.
It's like...
And he stands for them.
The character development is weak.
And you said you liked it more than the Lifetime movies that you've seen
recently. I
didn't
say that.
You said it was the best movie ever made.
I was being sarcastic.
Really? Like, yes. You never said anything sarcastic during... The other day you were like, dude, this Lifetime movie's so good... This 16-year-old just got raped by an 18-year-old. You said stuff like that to me. That's not sarcastic. No, you just know that's part of your argument.
I think we understand that it was a consensual statutory
situation. It was a consensual
situation. So you weren't saying like, hey, yay.
No, he wasn't saying yay about it. Rape. He was just saying the movie was so cool. And oh, by the
edgy.
Way, this little girl's getting raped.
Didn't the guy make fun of her about having syphilis?
Even though he gave it to her?
Right. That was what's
wow.
Awesome about it.
I don't know if I can talk about this anymore. If I ever want to have a future career in something, I don't think I can talk about your love of Lifetime movies anymore. I can't be...
we're all going to have...
An accessory.
The movie's called She's Too Young. It's a Lifetime movie. A 16-year-old dated an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
He gave her syphilis, and he made fun of her about it.
You said the movie was awesome because the dude just kept banging everybody's face.
He banged all the chicks.
In the face?
In all kinds of places.
And okay, so bottom line, was
that
better?
The whole school had syphilis.
Okay, bottom line, was that movie better or worse than Sharknado? Just from a purely visceral standpoint, you watching the movie, getting stimulated by it.
I was more interested in the characters of She's Too Young than the characters of Sharknado.
I think we're at an impasse.
You didn't answer the question.
I think we're at an impasse where... There's the spectacle of sci-fi movies and the characters of Lifetime movies. And the marriage of the two, you'd love that. And I think there are some out there.
You said that like the characters of the Lifetime movies is some massive strong suit that they have.
Well, it is. That's what he's going for.
And there's incredible strength
yeah,
that Lifetime movies
me
have.
Earlier.
Listen, the reason why I think that those are superior films is because they're trying to make a real movie.
Really,
so
the lighting is always bad.
No,
cheaply produced.
The screenwriter and the director and stuff, they're trying to make a real film. They're really trying to make an actual compelling story.
I think they're just doing a paint-by-numbers, you know,
it doesn't matter if drama. It's paint-by-numbers. They're trying.
And you don't think sci-fi's trying?
No.
You don't think those movies, like,
Blood Monkey?
Still just...
Blood Monkey had an Academy Award.
It's a lot
more... You're going to argue for a sci-fi film?
Yeah.
Careful.
It's a lot more difficult from a production standpoint
isn't to make a sci-fi movie. Isn't there room in our hearts for both?
I say there's room in our hearts for both, for sure.
I would say, too. And I would say that my heart has makes more room for a sci-fi movie and doesn't make room for either very much.
Your heart has no room in it for anything.
It grew this big.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about Ian's heart for a while.
Jeez. I don't think people want to hear about that.
A black hole of hate and...
And beef.
Beef. There's a lot of beef in there.
And onions.
A lot of ham. Maybe some turkey.
I haven't had ham in a while.
Maybe that's why your immune system has collapsed.
I think so.
Need ham. Otherwise I hate...
Everything and everyone. Mostly women.
I don't hate women.
Well, prove it. Right now. Right here, right now. Prove to the world.
Should
that you
we
don't
do a series
women.
On
prove it by
on
saying that you love
women.
Lifetime movies more than sci-fi movies.
I'm not gonna be
because
hijacked.
All women love Lifetime movies. Is that what you're saying, Seth?
Oh, you were the one pulling out the demos here a minute ago.
Because all people love Lifetime movies.
No, they don't.
I think a true
all good
empowered woman, modern woman.
I'd be interested to see the ratings.
Lifetime movies.
The highest rated Lifetime movie compared to the highest rated sci-fi movie, and vice versa.
Sharknado coming to theaters. Lifetime movies, none of them are coming to theaters. They used to make both kinds that came to theaters. There was like the Sally Field listening to her daughter being raped by Kiefer Sutherland while she's stuck in traffic movie came to theaters. And sci-fi movies came to theaters too, but you know.
It's called She's Too Young.
Is he mad?
He's a little bit, he seems mad. When he starts doing
I'm
that.
I'm stirred up.
When he starts doing this.
When
he
I
does
wince?
That thing. No, the grinning, gritting teeth thing. But and then your voice changes. I kind of think you just need to. Like,
a video podcast.
Some sort of anger management. Maybe you need to watch Anger Management, the show.
I haven't seen the show.
Rarely does a star have so much pull and power that he gets 100 guaranteed episodes.
That's pretty hardcore.
What?
I mean, Anger Management, that show nobody watches with Charlie Sheen on FX.
On FXX.
The reason why it's still on is because they guaranteed, they signed a promissory.
Oh, and nobody watches it?
The ratings are terrible. They guaranteed him 100 episodes, so I think it gets syndication after that.
That's
I don't know
the
if they
rule.
Still. I don't know if they. I don't know if they still syndicate things. No, not necessarily, because a show can be.
It can be less now.
Made
too,
for syndication, yeah, like Baywatch was after the first season,
or Highlander the series, which you've been cracking
yeah.
into.
That's neither here nor there.
A later thing.
How is that neither here?
Neither here nor there.
When we're both like.
When I'm done with season one.
You're severely debilitated.
You haven't finished season one yet?
No. I don't have the time.
You mean you made it sound like you'd fucking...
Eight episodes in, and it's like 20 or something, right?
Listen, when I'm done, you'll know. And then you'll both have it. You'll both have it. And you'll both wish you had been along for the ride.
I tried to get along.
You didn't try hard enough. You can watch Lifetime movies about people's faces getting raped.
I tried really fucking hard.
But you can't watch Highlander?
Do you know how fucking bad that first episode is?
The first episode is not bad.
It's unwatchable.
No, it wasn't.
They got Slain in it, though.
Did you even get the part with Slain?
I was drunk, not even watching it.
Yeah.
And I still couldn't watch it. That's how fucking bad it was.
And this is a guy whose favorite movie is Hollow Man 2 with Christian Slater.
I like Hollow Man 2. That was a good one.
He's making that up.
No, I like Hollow Man 2.
Really and Pumpkinhead 4 from Dusk Till Dawn.
That was
whatever,
actually good.
Whatever it was called. It wasn't called From Dusk Till Dawn. It was something about Dawn.
Pumpkinhead 4 died.
We'll talk about Highlander some other time. I'm not ready to bring it up.
No, I understand.
Right now. I'm not emotionally ready.
I understand. You're not prepared.
I've got a lot to say, though. I have a lot to say.
What you basically have to say is, it's great because it's like MacGyver, but then he
no,
has to cut
no.
someone's head off no. at the end of every episode. Oh, there's something hidden there. It's a gem.
There's a lot of gems. Every episode's a gem.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I like try to convince him, and he goes... Oh, you give me a list of the episodes I need to see. You can't watch a show that way. You gotta watch every single episode.
I'm doing that with a lot of other shows right now. So
oh, but you can't fit Highlander in.
Not
right
now.
It's so fucking bad, dude.
It's not. It's really good.
I could never watch it when it was on and I had nothing to
it's
watch.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Everything about it is bad. The writing's bad. The acting's bad.
Actually, everything about it is awesome. Awesome. Okay, I'll give you this. The writing is bad, yes. The acting is bad, yes. The direction is bad.
He's giving me all
production design.
The production design, the lighting.
So everything's bad.
The conception, all that is bad. But it starts with a rad Queen song, and it ends with a rad Queen song. And it's
you
like,
told me you hated the Queen song.
It's not the best Queen song, but it is a Queen song. And it's the opening. And it's about princes of the universe ready to be kings. And how nobody can take away your something.
Your man can be your rival.
I think that you're trolling us.
No.
That's what I think.
Try me.
You think this is the first time?
Would I watch like 600 episodes of a terrible
TV
show?
It's 116 episodes to watch the whole show.
Would I watch 116 episodes
the two movies,
to troll you?
The two Duncan movies.
You would. Because I would do that.
I wouldn't. I don't have the time.
I seriously believe he wouldn't do that. But I think it's unfortunate that
you have time to watch Highlander.
That he'd rather watch Highlander than
Highlander is bad enough that I can have it on the background while I'm folding laundry or cleaning the kitchen or even writing.
So what? Like a better show you wouldn't be watched because you feel like you have to give it your full attention. You could watch Breaking Bad and still fold laundry.
No,
you can.
Nope.
You can find those moments like, oh, this is when they're just talking.
I won't. It's about cancer. I can't.
But it's about cancer in like three episodes, and then it's not about cancer.
It doesn't matter. It's going to come back.
I know. It always comes back. Well, I don't know what to tell you, man. What about Rockford? You should watch Rockford.
I watched like 8 episodes into Rockford one time. I've seen a bunch over the years. Just when it was on. But I watched like 8 episodes in once, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's good character stuff, but it is definitely...
Because here's the thing. It's just like Highlander, except for at the end of every episode of Highlander, he cuts somebody's head off.
Yeah, right.
And, like, the guest star thing is pretty awesome. It's pretty good.
Joan Jett,
Slan.
Richard Mole.
They
start strong with Slan. And with Connor.
And they had a Bacon brother in the last one I watched.
Oh my god.
Except for it was somebody else. But he looked just like Kevin Bacon. Looked just like Kevin Bacon.
Except it wasn't the brother then?
It wasn't a Bacon
from
brother.
From the famous band?
No, it wasn't a Bacon brother.
Fucking sad.
But he looked and sounded exactly like Kevin Bacon. And it said special guest star, so he must have been somebody.
Oh, he's one of those Canadian guys that looks like Kevin Bacon. Like in some show like...
But listen, there's episodes about mountain men stealing his women, and then he has to remember being a tracker.
Remember?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, because he's lived for 400 years or whatever. There's episodes where they get caught up in a hostage situation at a courthouse, and he's got to sneak around and just kill dudes, and they're not Highlanders. He just kills people.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
has like one cop like gotten on his case?
The same cop every time is like, oh, I know it's you.
He's kind of like the journalist.
Does he know he's a Highlander?
No, he doesn't know he's a Highlander. He's just wondering how come he always happens to end up in these situations, and it looks like he gets shot in a security camera, but he ends up fine at the end.
Uh-oh.
And there's a journalist, also.
Oh, a journalist, too?
And a cop, yeah.
It's like the Incredible Hulk. There was no cop in the Incredible Hulk. It was just the journalist. You think there'd be somebody
like
else?
Like in House of Cards.
Why would you even talk about that compared to Highlander?
You said journalist.
There are 75,000 TV shows in the history of the world about journalists. None of them are on par with Highlander.
There's the newsroom.
None of them are.
House of Cards?
I saw the British House of Cards.
Are you mad about it?
I'm not mad. I'm mad that you guys won't give Highlander a chance.
I
watched two.
I just told you that I gave it a chance.
You didn't.
Half an episode.
It's not a chance.
Ask him, so get specific with why he didn't like it. Like, what about that episode?
How much would I have to watch for it to be considered a chance?
I'd say 116 episodes.
and the two Duncan movies.
Yeah, we're going to watch the movies, by the way.
I'll watch the movies. I will give you that.
If you can get a hold of the animated series, we'll watch that too.
Do they matter?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the animated movie?
Series.
Oh, is the series animated?
Animated series, yeah. And there's also a series of audiobooks.
Oh my god.
That I think Paul actually shows up in because he didn't have any money, probably.
Oh my gosh.
So we're not going to do that.
We'll do the movies.
I'm kind of thinking we should change the name of the podcast and just focus on Highlander from now on, if you guys don't mind.
Just call it the Sheepskins Podcast.
How about just Highlander Podcast? The Highlander Podcast, starring three avid Highlander fans.
All right, how about we put it to a vote? Anybody opposing?
I'm game to watch the two movies, but that's
your
all
vote's
there
about
is
to go down the drain.
Anybody opposing? No,
I'll watch the series finale.
A vote on Twitter. Anybody opposing us making it a Highlander podcast, say yay or nay or something.
Well, Twitter's all about troll stuff.
If we don't get...
And no one...
You don't have any trolls.
Yeah, we don't have any.
You gotta be
Twitters.
Big enough to have trolls.
Yeah, I know.
We need 1,000 people.
There's not 1,000 people.
There's not 1,000 people on Twitter.
What?
Most of them are bots.
There's not 1,000 people on Twitter.
And people's, like, branding podcast
I can't that.
Things. Yeah.
1 out of 5. Sci-fi.
2.
Lifetime.
2.
Ian. Lifetime.
I give Lifetime a 2, and I give Sci-Fi like a 2.5. It's not a huge difference. I'll give you that.
All right. So far, they're ahead by Sci-Fi's ahead by 2.5. You're the deciding factor.
All right.
Sci-Fi.
0.
Lifetime.
5.
Looks like Lifetime wins. This was settled democratically.
Landslide.
Turn it off.
It was a landslide.